Rusendorf, Representative Parnell, Martin, Hanley, and myself, Larson. Therefore, we do have a quorum. Representative Hoffman is now joining us. We have Mr. Jim Forbes on the line today to answer any questions, so we'll take the bills in the following order. House Bill 113, House Bill 197, and House Bill 76. House Bill 113 was held over from yesterday's meeting for the purpose of drafting an amendment that would direct attention to concerns that was expressed. And at this time, I'd like everyone to look in their packets. There is an amendment proposed under my name. And what it would do, if you turn your bill to page 5, line 26, and it would be under section 4563080, exemptions, which reads, this chapter does not apply to a sale or attempted sale, and this would add another exemption, and it would read, to an item of personal property, including a food product, that is made by hand by an individual, if the sale or attempted sale of the item is made by the individual who made the item, in this paragraph, made by hand, includes the use of ordinary household devices if the majority of the value of the item is added by the labor of the individual. Representative Foster?
Is this an appropriate time to move this bill out? I'd like to do so.
We'd have to move the amendment first.
I'd like to move the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, are there any objections to the amendment? Hearing none, then so ordered. Any further discussion on House Bill 113? Are there any objections to moving? I guess we got to make a motion.
I'd like to move, Mr. Chairman, that this bill be moved out of this committee with individual recommendations.
Any objections to Representative Foster's motion? Hearing none, then
and
so.
Fiscal notes.
And fiscal notes. Which is a big zero. Okay, bill is moved from committee. Thank you. Next bill we have today. Thank you for being online, Mr. Forbes, and thank you for your help. The next bill we have today is committee substitute for House Bill 97.
197.
Hold on, let me get myself straight. Yeah, we're going to take 197 first because action on that depends on what we do on 76. So 197 is the bill. And someone's going to have to help me here because I believe the State Affairs Committee drafted a State Affairs version, and then the Oil and Gas Committee and the Resource Committee took up the original 197. We do have the sponsor with us today. What vehicle do you wish that we have before us?
The vehicle is, in fact, the original House Bill 197.
Okay, thank you. So the original bill, then, is before the Finance Committee at this time. Welcome, Representative Overt, to House Finance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Representative Harley Olberg, sponsor of House Bill 197. House Bill 197 appropriates $28,200,000 from the Alyeska Settlement Fund as stipulated under the agreement and consent decree, dated November 25, 1992. $14.5 million of the $28.2 million is for docks and construction of response storage facilities at Tetitlik and Chenega. $6 million is for the construction of a road from Cordova to Shepherd Point. $7.5 million is for the acquisition of land for Kachemak Bay State Park. And $200,000 is for communications equipment to be purchased by the U.S. Coast Guard and the state and to be located in Valdez. It should be noted that the original settlement agreement totaled $31.7 million. Of that amount, House Bill 197 appropriates $28.2 million. Upon the funding date, Alyeska paid the federal government $2 million for expenses incurred and paid the state $1.5 million for 1989 raw fish tax revenues, which would have been refunded to local governments had, in fact, those catches occurred. There is in this consent decree and agreement a blackmail clause that says if these funds are not appropriated by September 15, 1992, they revert to the trustees. This bill is a mirror of the settlement agreement and is as straightforward as it looks.
Any questions of Representative Olberg?
What does that mean again? 92 or 93? Did you say 92?
93.
93.
93, okay.
September 15th, 1993, I bet.
Excuse me. Representative Gusendorf?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Olberg, I don't see any great difference between the original House Bill 197 and 197 State Affairs. Never mind, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion? We have before us House Bill 197. What action does the committee wish?
Question.
Representative Martin.
Is there any more settlement that will be done with Alyeska? Is this the total? Perhaps the AG will answer that.
This completes all claims against Alyeska Pipeline Service Company and its constituent members on behalf of the state of Alaska.
I wonder, Mr. Attorney General, if we could have you make that statement into the record, please. Will you slide up another chair? Here we go. Helen, help.
He's better on his feet.
Chairman, in response to the question raised by Representative Martin, this consent decree concludes all of the claims held by the state of Alaska against Alyeska Pipeline Service Company and its constituent members.
I notice it says here 128 from the settlement. What was the final settlement? I thought about 50 million?
The final settlement between jointly the United States of America and the state of Alaska on the one hand and Alyeska et al. On the other, as I recall, was $31 million.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was.
31.7.
Okay, Representative Parnell.
Mr. Chairman, I didn't know if there are any other questions or more public testimony, but I'd be happy to move the bill from committee within
Okay, if you'd make the recommendations, then I'll ask if there's any more discussion.
I did have one.
I'd move the bill, HB 197, with the accompanying fiscal note, and just ask for individual recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion to move the bill with individual recommendations, the company fiscal note. Discussion, Representative Martin?
Yeah. Keep on seeing $20.5 million up here in response projects are less than the combined allocation of $20.5 million, and the excess fund will be paid into a joint trust fund. What do we mean by that? It's on page 11 of the agreement.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Martin, the Joint Trust Fund is the fund administered by the Trustees Council.
I agree with that, but the $20.5 million was for response. And the only reason why I'm asking is that I'm not sure what was agreed in the agreement. If we said that $20.5 million would be used for a specific purpose of the active cost of response projects.
Mr. Chairman, may I respond?
Sure.
The question raised by Representative Martin. One of the problems which arose during the cleanup of the oil spill was the lack in the sound of docks at Tetitlik and Chiniga to aid in the cleanup of the spill. And one of the theories underlying this settlement was that docks would be constructed at Tetitlik and Chiniga, which in the event, heaven forbid, of another spill in the sound, that these docks would be available for loading and unloading and the storage of response cleanup materials in these two areas, because as you recall, these were areas hard hit by the current carrying the oil following the spill. And that's the reason that that's cast in the terms of response. The same thing was true with respect to the road from Cordova to Shepherd Point, although factually, admittedly less so, but this road from Cordova out to Shepherd Point will permit the construction at some time at Shepherd Point of a deep water dock from which, in the event of a spill, it can bring in larger vessels.
Okay, I agree with that because it's on the other thing. reason why I bring that up, because the other commitment we have, that this money is going to be dedicated to, are we still going to have enough money to maintain that responsibility? Like I see Whittier Road is in it and things like that. And whatever commitments were within the agreement, we still have enough money.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I think we're getting mixed up between the old House Bill 411, $50 million, and the Alyeska settlement, $31.7 million. There's no reference to Whittier in the Alyeska settlement proposal.
Yes, Representative Oberg is correct on that, Mr. Martin. Okay. This is the Whittier
is the 50 terminology million from Exxon.
Is the $50 million criminal restitution money.
Okay. Okay. Further discussion. Okay. Any further discussion, Representative Terrio?
The construction of road from to Shepherd's Point and a storage facility, will that become part of the whole depots and cores structure that we're supposed to have around the state now, or is this something separate? Who's going to own and operate and maintain that equipment?
Mr. Attorney General?
Yes, sir. That is currently being addressed as to the ownership of that. I think it will be the focus of the Senate legislation. Although, with respect to the docks, I think that with respect to the road, that the state will own that, own the road. I think the current thinking is that the docks will be constructed by the Department of Transportation because it has that skill and staffing to be able to do that. With respect to the ownership, not certain that the administration has received or developed a final position there, although I personally am comfortable with the current thinking.
Further discussion? Okay, you've heard the motion then by Representative Parnell. Are there any objections to moving the bill from committee? Hearing none. House Bill 197, the original, has moved from Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. The next bill we have before us today is House Bill 76. It's an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the purchase of the inholdings of the Seldovia Native Association and the Cook Inlet Region Incorporation and the timber rights of the Timber Trading Company within the Kachemak Bay State Park and providing for an effective date, and it's sponsored by Representative Phillips. Welcome to House Finance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to you and members of the committee for sponsoring this piece of legislation. This is kind of a red-letter day in the almost 20-year battle for Kachemak Bay State Park and the completion of Kachemak Bay State Park, in that so many attempts have been made to reach today's legislation, and so many times have failed in the past years. This bill, my bill, completes the funding package for the Kachemak Bay State Park buyout. There are no general funds in this. The funding package now includes $7.5 million that the Trustees Council agreed to put in, the $7.5 million that was included in House Bill 197, and this additional $7 million that completes the package, this $7 million coming out of the Exxon criminal settlement. I'd be glad to answer any questions, but I think everybody is pretty well versed on this subject.
Where is Kachemak Bay? I've never heard of it.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be delighted to have you and Representative Martin come down and go camping across the bay with me this summer.
Representative Martin.
Representative Phillips, I was told that this not represent the yellow section, the beetle-infested trees. And with that in mind, could you tell us how much it's going to cost? That's not so?
No, Representative, it's not so.
As you know, one of the concerns I've had for a long time on this here, and I do admit that part of it may be a personal bias against an individual, but I still think that we have a lot of beetle-infested trees in that area, and what is it going to cost the state to clean the mess up?
Representative, you should have in your folder the latest report from the Department of Forestry regarding the infestation that is not in the area of the infestation that is not in the area of the timber buy or the park buyback, but in surrounding areas.
You're sure getting around there. I did read that, and I did not bring my map that we had last year from another private expert that said we need an objective point of view on that. And the figures disagree with each other very well that you have here. Nevertheless, the point is that since we do have beetle-infected trees in that area, on behalf of the beauty of it all, and I understand the aesthetic value that you can't see it, but at least the imagination from Homer allowed you to imagine how beautiful it is, the harvesting of trees. What are we really going to do with the dead tree? What are we going to do to clean it up?
Representative Martin, we have a massive infestation of spruce beetle all across the state of Alaska. And in the areas where the infestation does affect the livelihood or does affect habitat of humans, that is a crisis situation. We have a crisis situation, I believe, in the Cooper Landing area of the Kenai Peninsula because so many people live in that area. In certain areas of Alaska where there is massive infestation, there aren't people living in those areas. So we would address the program differently, and I think it's something that it's a very honest concern, and we do have to address it.
You have 346,000 acres in the Kenai area right now of dead trees.
And there is some timbering going on right now of those in certain areas around Inilchik.
Well, the reason why I asked that is because I do have a letter of intent that I told you about that I'd like to propose if the bill passes. Thank
you. Okay, discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hoffman?
What would be the logic just to address this in the settlement and not the rest of the expenditure of the $50 million?
Of the $50 million? My whole purpose was to make sure that this would be included in the $50 million, and that's the reason that, you know, as we were proceeding with all the component parts of the buyback, I wanted to safeguard and make sure that this would be included into the $50 million settlement.
Mr. Chairman, I wonder if we could ask the Attorney General, what the plans are for the total package from the administration, because they did veto that legislation last year.
Mr. Attorney General, could we have you come back up again, please? Were you able to hear Representative Hoffman's question?
Yes, sir. Mr. Hoffman, although I don't have personal knowledge, but I'm reliably informed that yesterday the administration proposed legislation dealing with the entire $50 million criminal restitution money plus interest.
Do you know what that proposal is at this time?
Well, there were about 10 plus or minus separate projects within that proposed legislation. I'm pleased to say that Kachemak Bay was one of the principal items contained in it, but I would hate to try to enumerate here the remaining 10 or 9 plus or minus.
And then the final question that I have is how does the $7.5 million that we dealt with in the last piece of legislation, House Bill 197, relate to the $7 million that's proposed in this particular piece of legislation?
It ties in with first the $7.5 million appropriated by civil settlement of Exxon Valdez Trustee Council with the Alyeska Pipeline Service Company settlement, and then the remainder from the $50 million criminal restitution funds, making a total of $22 million, which is the purchase price for the Kachemak Bay property.
Do we have a map of the areas that are each allocation would purchase?
Yes, sir. Generally, it's shown there behind Representative Martin and Representative Hanley. Now, they will collectively purchase it, but because of limitations contained in the federal court decrees, the lowlands areas generally were used or to be used to be funded by the criminal settlement money and the restitution money.
There are limitations in those judicial decrees. There is no such limitation in the Alyeska Pipeline Service Company settlement. Therefore, in order to have an appropriate audit trail, if you will, the contemplation was to use those funds in that fashion.
And one of the primary reasons for the governor's veto of the bill last year was that he felt that a trust should be set up so that we could continue to use as a state the interest on an ongoing basis. Has that position changed now?
I wouldn't necessarily want to agree that that was a reason or one of the reasons or the reason for the governor's veto last year of House Bill 411. As I recall, one of the reasons, certainly one of the principal reasons for the governor's veto last year of House Bill 411 was because many of the projects were not linked to restoration, replacement, or enhancement of the damaged natural resources or services provided by those resources.
And then how does this relate to that concern that you had just mentioned, this allocation of $7 million?
This relates to that concern because these lands, Yakachimak Bay State Park, contain vital habitat for injured natural resources such as the murrelets and the harlequin ducks and other injured species. We have perhaps shown on that map there, but I'm not certain whether that map shows it, but other maps which detail that these lands were critical habitat for those species badly hit by the oil spill.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Attorney General, just a couple of real quick questions here. I know that $22 million purchases the surface rights, but does it also purchase the subsurface rights?
Yes, sir. And I don't know exactly the split, but I think about $3 million goes to Cook Inlet Regional Corporation, 2.4, I'm told by Representative Phillips. Then there was a purchase of the timber contract rights, and then the remainder to Seldovia Native Association.
Okay. And as I recall, originally this was attempted by a land exchange, which was long, cumbersome, and didn't work. Having reviewed it, is the $22 million fair value?
We believe that $22 million is fair value. I want to assure members of this committee that that $22 million, like it seems as though most of our settlements are, was a pretty hard bargain, mm-hmm. put it mildly. And we're satisfied that that figure of $22 million is fair and reasonable. I would like to say, like if you read the morning newspaper clips from the Anchorage Daily News, the price of timber has skyrocketed here in the last 6 months at least, and I want to say that Concor Timber Trading Company, whatever the real name is, I'm not certain, according to them, took a considerable financial hit in order to hold its price at $22 million, given the increase in the value of that timber.
Okay, further questions to Representative Phillips, Representative Terrio? Or
it just sounds like this may have been a good investment for the state. Let's log it ourselves then.
We got a sawmill in Sitka, I heard.
When a shoe got
stolen. By the time we get there, we could just use for pulp.
Do we have further discussion for our questions for either the Attorney General or Representative Phillips, Representative Foster?
Is this a good time to move the bill, Mr. Chairman?
It would be a good time to make a motion.
I would move that this bill be moved out of this committee with individual recommendations along with the fiscal bill.
Okay, you've heard the motion. Further discussion? Hearing none, then, House Bill 76 moves from Finance Committee.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Okay.
The chairman had a letter of intent I talked about.
Oh, okay.
Help.
Just 1 second, though. Representative Martin does have a letter of intent. in which he states that it is the intent of the legislature that the owners of the timber of Kachemak Bay Park purge spruce infected trees and reforest the park before payment is advanced.
Oh, Mr. Chairman.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move the letter of intent. It's made with good purpose. They said there's not that much there. The Concord people said that it didn't take that much to clean it up, and it's wonderful. They have a full investment, put new trees there. They won't be available for the beetles for about 15 years, and then it would be our responsibility.
Chairman, very quickly.
Representative Gusendorf?
Yeah, spruce bark beetles are always there. It's just when they get out of control and you become an infestation situation because of somehow or other we didn't let fires continue. And, well, we discussed this, but it's not a good idea, Mr. Chairman.
I thought it was a great
asking too much. There's always spruce bark beetles. There's always aphids. There's always...
I thought it was a great idea. We ensure our investment. That's not going to go to rot.
Further discussion. Representative Navarre.
Mr. Chairman, yesterday was April Fool's Day.
That's why I didn't present it yesterday. It's a serious attempt.
Mr. Chairman, with all due respect to our colleague, I'm going to oppose this intent language.
Do we have a motion, Representative Martin?
Yes,
we have
Mr.
a motion.
Chairman.
Do we have any further discussion?
Yeah, this probably would have been appropriate to the State Affairs CS.
Uh-huh. Any of them, whatever's available.
Representative Foster?
Without any respect, I was going to oppose it.
Should we say then that would you change it so that the state will spend no money in preventing harvesting of the beetle-infected trees? Amen.
My only comment was maybe in defense of age and treachery, I'll have to support my colleague. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Hanley?
No.
Representative Hoffman? No.
Representative Martin? Yes. Representative Martin? No. Representative Navarre? No. Representative Navarre? No.
Representative Cornell? No. Representative Cruzender? No. Representative McCain? No. Representative Larson? Sorry, no.
You'll be sorry when you pay the bill next year.
Any further others before us this morning? Hearing none, then we stand at ease until 1:30 this afternoon. Whoops, and we got a sign.
Well, when we spend money, we can be having a question.
Oh, yeah.
Terry.